I fucking miss the East Coast. The East Coast rules.
Good, good.
Myself so hard to not start every answer with "This is the Zodiac."
awesome.
Like I think I did write that originally, and then I like sent it to the co-founder of the Fest, Alex, to like proofread, and he's like, "Don't do that."
I don't know. I kind of like that. Maybe we'll have to do an interview where you're the Zodiac just sometime.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually come from the writing world, so like when I didn't used to work in finance. I used to be a writer full time about movies. And like the first film festival I ever worked on was for Famous Monsters because I was working for Famous Monsters Filmland in LA and writing for them. And then I left LA and I was the managing editor of Diabolique for like six months. And then I wrote for Fangoria for years and I was editing magazines right at the bitter end there. It barely counts, but like I also am a writer.
That's cool.
About myself.
No, that's awesome. And I got into writing about music because I used to book concerts and then I didn't have time anymore and I was like, I still want free music.
So, that's awesome.
I started writing about music and like, you know, zines in the 90s became websites and then website, you know, so of course, you know, that was kind of it for me. And then one of my friends runs, a friend from college runs Synapse.co, which is a movie site. And
I know it. That's awesome.
Yeah, Ed Travis is a buddy from college. And I did a little bit of writing for him. And he's like, well, why don't you come write more? I like your writing. And I was like, okay. And so I got into writing about movies more. And now what's funny is my website, The Farsighted, has shifted to be occasionally write about music, mostly write about movies and other stuff, like, you know, occasionally thrown in, where it used to be the opposite, where like movies and a few other things would weave their way into mostly about music. So it's kind of an ever-changing art and culture site.
That's rad. I mean, it's such a good way to stay in the thing that you love.
Right.
If, like, you're not in the thing that you love, which is, like, why I started writing about movies. It's, I'm obsessed with horror movies. It's all I want to talk about. No one wants to listen to me talk about this anymore. Why don't I just write about it? And then that wound up being a good way for me to, like, meet people who were either working
in
it or...
the people who do want to talk to you about it are going to be the ones who read it and then comment and then reach out. And, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it rules. But
awesome.
Now I do a film festival instead of write, which is, like, even more, like, I love watching movies. I love talking about movies. Why don't I make people watch movies I pick?
How did you get hooked up with doing something in Philly if you're from, like, New York and Jersey?
Well, I lived in Philly for about 2.5 years when I went to college in Philly, actually. That's
where'd you go?
The answer. I went to UART.
Okay. I'm originally from North Jersey. I came down to college at Eastern on the main line in Philly area, and I just stayed down there. I met my wife, and, you know, she's from down this way, and so we stayed in the Philly area. I live like halfway between Philly and Allentown and like northern Montgomery.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good area.
Are
yeah,
you from New York City originally?
Yeah, I was born in New York City.
Okay. Yeah, I'm originally from like the Patterson area.
Yeah, I know Patterson.
I lived in a little town called Cedar Grove, which was like a little mafia town near the Willowbrook Mall. Everybody knows the Willowbrook Mall, so I was like, I lived like 2 miles.
Yeah.
So that's So you were in Philly for a few years. That's how you kind of got connected to the Philly area.
Yeah. And I have a lot of friends in Philly, and like clearly I bounced it a lot, but the co-founder of Puff is a guy named Alex Gardner, and he lives in Philly.
Okay.
So he's like based in Philly. He's not like me. He did not bounce around like a crazy person all the time. So it was actually his idea to do the film festival originally. And I had worked on film festivals before, and he knows that like going to film festivals is my thing. Mm-hmm. So he hit me up about it and was like, hey, do you want to just like do one here? I think we could do it. And there's not much happening in terms of film events in Philadelphia right now. And I was like, yeah, screw it. Let's do this. And that was 2015. So we started doing monthly screenings at a place called Cinemug down on down in South Philly on Broad. It's like a rental shop. Rental shop / coffee shop. And they just had this big space in the front. And when they closed down, the guy puts up these black curtains and then sets up a projector and a screen, and we show movies, and it was great, and people were showing up. So we were like, oh, let's do this event. Like, this is going to work. And so we did it last fall, and we had a really hard time finding a venue, because another thing about Philly is there aren't that many movie theaters.
No. And, I mean, a lot of the venues that do things like this aren't actually theaters, per se.
I think it's cool. I think that's cool as hell, because, like, that sort of, like, DIY punk thing is, like, that's what I want to do. So it's like, oh, cool, we found a bar. Let's turn this bar into a movie theater. That's what my brain wants to do, is make things that aren't exactly right but are just, like, super cool.
and when I booked concerts, I always wanted, like, weird spaces to, like, do concerts. Like, can I set a band up here? Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah, it's like you could have a really good show, or you could have a really good show in a location that everyone's going to be like, you will not believe where I saw you know, this movie about a monster eating children's eyes. It was in a convent where nuns used to live.
Right. Well, I mean, if you've ever been to Pittsburgh, I don't know if you have before, but...
Yeah, I have. I love Pittsburgh.
The coolest bar is freaking Church Brewers, which is in an old
Oh, my God,
church.
Yes, it is. Every time I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm like, can we go to beer church?
Yeah, it's definitely a weird experience. Weird experience, so definitely. So Puff is, you know, so you're entering your second year as a full festival now. Where is it taking place this year?
This year we are in, it is the Proscenium Theater at the Drake.
Okay.
Theater Company, and they have a space that's at the bottom of the Drake Hotel.
Okay.
And it's actually like a full playhouse, and it's really nice. Got like a big lobby that we're going to be doing. We're having like all basically just going to be like an art show in the lobby after the.
Oh, very cool.
And they're all kind of alternative, like in the like weird and hard direction. And then the theater is like the Proscenium Theater is a. So we've got a giant stage, 120 stadium seats, and a booth up top. And we're like, oh, we could just put a projector up here. And set our screen up, our biggest screen up, like the theater is big enough that like the seating, there's not a million seats, they're all good seats, and there's room for our biggest screen, which we've never been able to use because we're always in like, you know, bars and like small spaces.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh shit,
yeah.
We can turn this playhouse into a giant movie theater.
That is cool.
Yeah, last year, we were in a ballroom above a Mexican restaurant, and it was like a hidden ballroom with like a winding staircase to get up.
So cool.
Yeah, and like when we found that venue, we were like, "Oh, well, this is just a big empty space. Let's use this." And so we were, of course, like hanging out in the area. There's like dive bars that we like to hang out at because that's who we are. We hang out, drink at dive bars, and then plan a film festival like in the midst of all that.
Sure.
And so we were talking about the venue, and the bartender is like this old Philly dude. Like, he, you know, he's like in his 60s, and he's been here every day of his life, and he's never like crossed the city border. And he goes, "Oh, you're at that old Italian place." And we're like, "No, no, it's a Mexican restaurant." He's like, "It used to be Italian. It used to be owned by the mob." And we're like, "Oh, are you serious?" And he's like, "Yeah. Have you found any of the secret rooms?" And we're like, "Oh, shit. Our film festival is in one of the secret rooms in the mob play."
Oh, that is so cool.
So, like, that was our, like, bragging point. We're like, we're holding our film fest in this, like, mob wedding area.
So come look for secret mob rooms and watch films about werefrogs.
Exactly. You got it. That's our whole aesthetic.
That is perfect. Yeah, one of our writers, Garrett, attended your entire festival last year.
I love Garrett. Garrett's the fucking coolest. I'm so awesome happy to see him the whole weekend. And, like, I better be there this time.
Well, Garrett's coming to write for us, and he'll be there with Dan, his podcast buddy, and Dan will write for Cynadelphia, I'm sure. So
Dan. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have them there again, and I'm hoping to come down for at least a day. Coming more than a day is tough with kids, but I'm going to dump them on the way for one day. So.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I think you should see?
Yeah, which day should I come to? There we go.
Okay, well, I think you should come to every movie. They're amazing. But
if I can only come one day, I'm debating between, for me, it's going to be probably either Saturday or Sunday. So.
Okay, interesting. All right. I mean, I was going to say for, like, the grindhouse
exploitation audience. Let's talk about that first. Yeah.
The one you want to see is Terrifier. Like, I feel like that hits those notes where
Was that Friday night?
Terrifier is our opening night film. That's Thursday night.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Terrifier is Damien Leone. He's a special effects artist. He's from, like, the Staten Island area.
Okay.
He is mega talented. I've been watching his movies since. He did an anthology film called All Hallows Eve.
This is the guy. All Hallows Eve. Okay, I am interested in this one because I've never gotten a chance to watch all of All Hallows Eve, but I've seen segments from it, and I think it's freaking awesome. And
I know
this movie is based on a segment from it, isn't it?
Like, it is.
Yeah.
And it's Art the Clown. And Art the Clown is maybe the scariest clown ever. And Art the Clown is silent and has no boundaries. And it's just basically two drunk girls stuck in a space with Art stalking them. And it is everything you want it to be.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I feel like that's our most, like, grindhouse movie because it is rough. Like, it hurts to watch sometimes.
Okay.
Like, man, he does shit that you don't even want to, like, you can't even think about the way that Art kills people. Like, no normal person could come up with that.
Ouch.
Yeah. But, I mean, all movies fucking rule. On Thursday, we're also showing a very indie sci-fi film starring Lauren Ashley Carter called Imitation Girl, which I think is just a beautiful movie.
I'm a big fan of hers. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
She's so expressive. Like,
oh, my God. That's
like
why it's so good.
All of her acting with her face. You know what I mean? Like,
I keep calling it, like, a pretty girl sci-fi film because a lot of it is her learning about life as an alien and having these big, beautiful eyes. And just, like, so it's very beautiful to watch and moving because she's so expressive. I think that might be our prettiest movie that we're showing. So that's also opening night. Friday we have Tragedy Girls, which is so gory and funny.
And that's probably the only film that you're showing this year that I've seen already because I saw it at another festival.
Was that Fantasia?
I watched that for Fantasia.
Oh, yeah, Fantasia rules. I was up for Fantasia.
I need to get up there someday.
You should.
There's so many. It's like, I need to get to Fantastic. I need to get to Fantasia. You know what film festival I've been to so far? Very few. I've been to some stuff from Cynadelphia. That's about it. Everything I do, I'm
coming to Puff.
You know?
You're going to come to Puff.
I'm coming to Puff. I'm coming to Puff for sure.
But, yeah, Tragedy Girls, super gory, super funny. That one's going to be big. I think everyone in the world is going to have a chance to see Tragedy Girls.
So, do you have any, I don't know, like, tips for a girl who's trying to tighten?
Tighten up? Well, for your build, you might want to start with more free weights.
Free weights? Cool. Yeah, no, good. Good idea.
How about that?
Water. Ah, oh, so refreshing.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Someone's here.
I didn't hear anything.
I did.
Maybe we should hydrate. Oh.
Stay here.
Do you want to take this with you?
Somebody back here. Sorry about that. Can't be too careful, especially with a nut job on the loose.
No worries.
So you want me to spot you?
If you want to come out on Saturday. Saturday, right. We start a haunted house documentary called Spookers. It's very,
yeah, that
very...
That really intrigues me.
Yeah.
So my wife's not a gore person, and so I was initially looking at that and saying, oh, maybe I'd bring her along because I think that, like, that we like those kind of documentary type things.
Yeah.
Not that there isn't some gore, but, you know, it's different. And, and I'm looking at that day and I'm going, oh, but then I'm like, but if I want to stick around, it looks like the stuff later in the day might be a little gorier.
Yeah. So I can tell you, so I booked Spookers, mm-hmm. and I love Spookers. It's very, very moving. It's basically this haunted attraction in New Zealand, mm-hmm. in a defunct psychiatric institute that became sort of this like cult like go to like haunted house where people like would travel from all over to come see it, and it's about the way that it came together and the people who run it, and it really goes into sort of their past and like how they like some of them are just like. You know, they're interesting people with problems, and they're kind of like working through stuff by being monsters. And it's very, very sweet. It's got these sort of surreal, dreamy scenes of them like going through experiences in costume. Part of the reason I wanted to show it is because it is an all ages movie, and it's something I could invite my mom to.
Right.
So you totally picked up the vibe on that one, which is if your wife isn't into gory, gross horror, go to Spookers together because it's just a really good experience.
Right. Yeah, no, it seems like fun. And then after that, you got a block of shorts.
Yeah, and we also try and keep the shorts in that direction where it's for everyone.
So that particular short block kind of works with that. Like, so you can kind of – okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the other films that day? What's Charismata like?
Charismata is like a psychological serial killer movie. So it's a female detective, and she is investigating these murders, and she's like, there's something wrong here. This is a serial killer. And all her male coworkers are like, you're a dumb woman. You're wrong. And she's like, no, I'm not. So it is sort of, it's Silence of the Lambsy in that way, where mm-hmm. it's like you're with a female detective who is trying to stand out amongst a bunch of men who don't respect her as much as they should. Yeah. And then it gets really, really, really eerie. It's gory in a crime way.
Gory in a crime way, I think we can kind of handle. So if I can get a sitter, we might be sticking around up until, you probably would have to head home before the last show.
Yeah,
but get
which
to
is
see
a bummer.
The rest of the day would be really cool.
Yeah. You would love. Ruin Me is like our low budget slasher in the woods.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, and I love haunted houses. We can figure out pretty fast.
Right.
Like extreme horror, like stuff, and like immersive theater. And Ruin Me is about an extreme haunted house that's like sort of an escape room in the woods that a girl gets dragged on with her boyfriend, and then it goes weird.
Of course.
Yeah, and we've been comparing that one to Dead Body, which we showed last year. If you've seen Dead Body, Ruin Me has a similar vibe to that.
Oh, cool.
Like, Dead Body was a game that goes wrong. An immersive haunted house that goes wrong.
Right. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm aware of what it's about. Yeah.
I'm like, I was championing Ruin Me, because I think I was the first one who saw it, and I, like, told the other two guys who I program with, I'm like, you got to watch this. You got to watch this right now.
Cool.
So.
Well, like, yeah, I think so Saturday, really I think cool. I think Saturday is when mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. And depending on if my wife comes or not will depend on whether or not I'm there for the late show. But that said, I definitely think that interests me. So we talked a little bit about that day. We talked a little bit about Thursday and Friday. The last
yeah.
day is intriguing on Sunday because it's local program.
Yeah. I mean, we also have an Icelandic film, actually. But mm-hmm. we put in the local stuff because it's by it's coming out through a local distributor called Breaking Glass. So, like, we were talking
okay.
to them and like, worked with them to bring it in. And they're, like, just in town. So Alex would just walk over to their office and be like, hey, it's me, Alex from Puff.
Right.
And so we shot a movie called Child Year in one of our monthly screenings
okay.
a little while ago. And that director is... he's a gay director in New York, and he made a film in Iceland, where he's actually from, called Rift, and it's
okay.
about two men who are basically, like, haunted by their lost relationship, and it's, like, a supernatural kind of thriller. It's beautiful. It is shot incredibly. Like, I cannot wait to see this movie projected, because it's how cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, so... That's our first movie, and then we're showing a movie called 100 Acres of Hell. It's going to be the world premiere of that. That is a homegrown Pennsylvanian slasher.
And Sabu is in it, right?
It's Gene Snitsky.
Yeah, I thought Sabu was in it too.
I don't think Sabu is in it, but I'm.
But that's okay.
Not yet. But
I don't
yeah,
know what I'm talking about.
Or a wrestler. It's Dirt the Wrestler.
But Gene
yeah.
Snitsky, I do know him too. It's starring a retired professional wrestler.
Mhm. Yep. And he gets dragged out on a camping vacation with his bros into backwoods Pennsylvania, and of course it goes wrong, as those camping adventures always do.
Definitely, they do.
But that's like a standard slasher. Like, it is really like there's a bad dude in the woods, and I'm a wrestler, and I have to save people and battle this slasher. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. But yeah,
well, and obviously Philadelphia has an interesting history with wrestling being the former home of ECW, and mm-hmm. you know, it's a very interesting
yeah.
place when it comes to wrestling. So I think that's cool way to tie in kind of that
yeah,
group
we were hoping, because we know, like, Philly's hardcore about wrestling. We were
yeah,
hoping
man.
That, like, that would be a selling point. That's, like, people
oh,
like, oh, we definitely want to see this movie. It's got Gene Snitsky in it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So then we have our local shorts, which is, like, staple of the festival now. We're always going to do it. It sold out last year, and it was just so crazy because so many people showed up from every single movie. And they were, like, the most enthusiastic audience we had because they were watching their own stuff. So, like, and it's that kind of thing where it's, like, a mix of different qualities because it's local. So, like, you're going to see movies that are made by, like, people, like, just shooting shit, you know, with their friends. And then, like, some incredibly talented filmmakers who are just living in Philadelphia and making stuff. And, like, we got so many local submissions, and it was painful having to choose which we were going to show and which we weren't. Because we just love the enthusiasm of the filmmaking community in the city. So we love that block. That shorts block is so much fun to do.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
And at the end, we do, like, it's an audience award for the locals. Like, we do it really fast. We, like, tally everything up. And whoever wins the best in show for the block of Scrapple. That's our
that's awesome.
Like, our prize.
Oh, that's
we
really
do, like,
funny.
A little quick award ceremony and present them a block of Scrapple, which earlier that day, me and Alex will have walked into a butcher shop and been like, we need a pound of Scrapple.
That's funny. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you closed with a lost film that I guess recently found that I guess has never actually been shown on a screen before. Is that correct?
That is correct. Our closing film is called Night Creep. and this was one that that Ken from Ken worked at Fangoria for a really long time. That's how I knew him. And so we had him as a programming consultant this year, where he was just like talking to people and getting movies to us. And he brought us this one. And when I first watched it, I'm like, I don't know what to do. It was, okay, so it's written and directed by Greg Travis, who was an actor in Showgirls and Super Troopers. And, like, he's a big role in Showgirls. Like, you'll recognize him. He's the dude who gets scolded by Kyle MacLachlan for hitting on Nomi. Yeah, and he, when he, I guess he still is, but he was making movies. Like, he was just always making these weird little horror movies. And he made this in early 2000, maybe like 2001, 2003. I think she's a porn actress playing a stripper, and Don Calfa from Return of the Living Dead. And clearly, this guy's got a crazy brain. And, like, just shot this insane story about a stripper taking a drug and then like going crazy and being stalked by Don Calfa in her dreams. It's so bonkers and weird and shot on video. And I think he tried to sell it in Hollywood, and Hollywood was like, we don't know what to make of this. Right. And then it just collected dust for 15 years.
That's crazy.
And he saw, we were working on this festival, and he's like, hey, do you want to watch my movie? I'm Greg Travis. And we're like, oh my God, Greg Travis. Yeah, we want to watch your movie.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I'm like, how do I show this? Like, this is so weird. What are people going to think walking into a theater and watching this? Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at everything else we're showing, and we're like, oh, I know exactly what they're going to think. They're going to think, fucking awesome.
Right.
Like, everybody's going to get drunk and cheer their heads off. Like,
that's awesome.
It is really bizarre. Just the fact that we're getting to show something that's this, like, fallen between the cracks shot on video thing that nobody's ever seen before. Because really, it's never screened. This is the theatrical world premiere.
Awesome.
He said they sold it. They sold, like, the DVD rights in, like, South Africa or something. But, like, he's never seen a copy of what was produced there. And, like, the company that bought it went under really fast, so it's possible it never even came out. So we're not even positive that anyone on the planet has seen this movie.
Right.
But it's never been projected before. It's never been shown in the theater.
Oh, that's
so
awesome. And
I
was just looking at his acting credits and looking at a picture of him, and it looks so familiar.
Obviously, you've seen him. He's been in a million things.
One of the other things that jumps out is he was Andy Warhol in Watchmen.
Yes.
And The Watchmen is one of my favorite films, like, especially a superhero-related films ever. And all of a sudden, I'm like, that's what I'm thinking of it as. You know, like, I saw that on his thing, and I definitely – he's only directed, I guess, 4 films, but they all look kind of bonkers, and this looks like the most bonkers of them all. So,
yeah. It has to be. I can't imagine anything is weirder.
And he's actually one of the stars of the film, too, it looks like.
Yes, he is in it. He shows up as a like smarmy detective, and it's pretty great.
Very cool. Well, I mean, if you got a movie starring, a guy from Return of the Living Dead and a porn star, I mean, that right there, I think, sells it enough.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, very cool. So we're definitely excited for Puff. I'm sure we'll be talking more about it on the podcast, and definitely talking about it on the website a ton over at The Far Sighted. So we're very excited to give you guys some coverage again. Really love what you
fantastic.
Guys are doing.
Yeah, and, hit me up if you need anything. I love
definitely,
you guys.
Definitely.
I mean, you guys
we're definitely
going
to support
year.
The hell out of you. Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Well, I was like,
one.
I said to Blaine, who writes for our site, and he's new, he wasn't aboard yet last year when we were covering it. And I said, hey, man, well, if Puff keeps blowing up, we're on the ground floor, so we get to keep coming.
Your grandfather did. You're always on the press list. Crucifixion!